she's just a doll. She's just a joy to watch. And I live close enough that I can come down and visit her. So it's almost like my own private zoo sometimes.
How long have you been visiting Fiona?
The first day she came out, my niece told me that they were bringing her out the day that we all came to visit as family. So I made sure I came back that following afternoon, and she was out, and ever since I've been hooked.
How has she changed? You know, besides physically, how do you think she's changed over the last 2 years?
Well, physically, of course, she's gotten bigger. Her personality just seems to get bigger and bigger. She really seems to connect with the visitors. She almost seems to thrive on it. And the joke is that just a couple of us can be standing here and she's not doing anything much, but when she does it, everybody in the zoo knows and we all come running down and enjoy her activities with her mom. And we've all connected through Fiona in that way.
When you say we all, are you kind of talking about this group of, you're not the only person that comes and visits her all the time. Tell me a little bit about this club you guys have.
Well, it's kind of informal. One of the staffers created a Facebook page, and just through chatting with them through this page, people are like, oh, are you going to be there? Yeah, we'll meet up. And then sometimes we just show up and we just start talking about our lives. Some people have confided in me and about their personal lives and what connects them to Fiona and why they get connected. And through that, we've just kind of spawned into this social group.
What is it that connects you personally to Fiona?
She's just always smiling. And when I get upset sometimes, it's like I just have to look at a picture of her, or I can come down and just sit here and watch. And I like to sit in this corner, and hopefully not too many people can see me. But I just like to sit here and contemplate about, you know, things in general, and she helps calm me down, and she's always smiling.
What is it about her that you find so calming?
Well, sometimes watching her and her mom Bibi swim back and forth, she just can, you know, bring her blood pressure down, I guess, and then sometimes she kicks into full gear and they start swimming and porpoising and jumping around, and she's almost like a little kid, you know. She's always joyful, sometimes impish. And when you look around the crowd, everyone's smiling. You know, no one's unhappy.
Why do you think that people are still sort of attracted to her? Why do they still flock to see her? I mean, she's 2 years old. She's about to be 2 years old.
I think they've watched her grow up and evolve into this magnificent being. And she's just more joyful every day. And she hasn't lost that. She's consistent with her joyful nature. And she always has that smile on her face. I can't get away from that smile she has. She seems to come up to you and look at you, and she seeks out people and she wants to connect with them. So it's that, you know. I don't know how normal hippos act. She's the only hippo I've ever met. But her and Bibi just have that draw, just that magnetic thing about them that's hard to explain.
You visit her every day almost. What do your friends and family think of this?
My husband, he knows that I'm obsessed with her, and he knows exactly where to find me if I'm not home. He's like, are you at the Hippo Cove again? It's like, yeah. And he says, is Fiona out? And I said, yeah. So he knows. He knows, and he loves it, because when he comes down, he smiles. He gets the videos and the pictures.
Do you have a message for Fiona on her second birthday?
Fiona, just stay joyful. Just be yourself. That's so crazy for me to say that about a hippo, but I just know that she'll always be such a joyful animal, a joyful hippo, and I'd like to tell other people about it, because they don't always understand that, for people who don't live in Cincinnati. So I try to just share that with them when I can.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thank you.